In this bulletin, five people stabbed inside a supermarket in New Zealand. More government spending announced ahead of tomorrow's federal budget. And in the AFL, GWS defender Lachlan Keith to miss the rest of the season after tearing his anterior cruciate ligament. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Five people have been taken to hospital after a stabbing attack at a supermarket in Dunedin on New Zealand's South Island. Authorities have confirmed three people have been taken to hospital with critical injuries, while another two have been moderately injured. A spokeswoman for the supermarket chain Countdown says two of those injured are employees. Police say one person has been taken into custody. New South Wales residents aged between 40 and 49 could receive a Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine at a new purpose-built hub in Sydney within weeks. The government-run Homebush vaccination hub has opened today for people in categories 1A and 1B. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she expects the hub will be able to administer 30,000 vaccines per week once it's fully up and running. She's encouraging people aged 40 to 49 to register their interest on the state government website from 5pm today.
We can't tell you exactly when it will be your turn, because obviously for the initial period of time at this vaccination hub, we're focusing on all those emergency workers, aged care workers and their families, and new quarantine workers that come online and their families to get the jab in the immediate future. But obviously beyond that point, and it could be within weeks, we're envisaging that 40 to 49 year olds will also be able to get the jab from this max vaccination hub, and that's really exciting.
Finance Minister Simon Birmingham says this year's budget will include substantial investment in aged care, but he admits it won't solve all the challenges faced by the sector. The government is using the budget to respond to the Aged Care Royal Commission, including more than $10 billion in additional funding over 4 years. But the Royal Australasian College of Physicians says it's nowhere near enough, with estimates showing successive government cuts have already left a funding shortfall of almost $10 billion annually. Senator Birmingham's told Sky News not every concern in the sector can be addressed at once.
It won't magically solve every challenge the aged care sector faces overnight, but it does comprehensively respond to the issues raised in the Royal Commission. Now remember, the Royal Commissioners themselves had some divided points of opinion in their recommendations. We've worked through all of that, and people will see that it deals with safety, it deals with quality, it deals with care that people individually receive and making sure they get it.
The tourism sector is urging the federal government to set a time frame for the resumption of travel to Australia. This year's budget figures are based on the assumption that the country's international borders will reopen in 2022. But the government says overseas travellers will only be welcomed back once medical experts say it's safe to do so. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says that process could have been sped up if the government had handled the situation more effectively.
They have had a year to prepare in terms of quarantine and vaccinations, and they've bungled both. Whilst the quarantine system remains reliant upon hotels in the middle of CBDs, and whilst people aren't vaccinated, then there will continue to need to be restrictions on our economic activity. This is an absolute failure.
A former politician has used a radio interview to apologise to three women he sexually harassed. Robert Doyle's political career ended in 2018 when he stepped down as Melbourne's Lord Mayor after two councillors accused him of sexual harassment. He also sexually harassed a woman in 2016 during an awards dinner for the Melbourne Health Network. The former Victorian opposition leader blamed arrogance, self-importance and alcohol for his actions, which he described as ugly, ugly stuff. In an interview with Radio 3AW, he apologised unreservedly.
I'm now able to say I'm very sorry. I am very, very sorry. I apologise for my actions, which led to your pain. And that's why I'm able to talk today.
And in the AFL, Greater Western Sydney defender Lachlan Keefe will undergo a second knee reconstruction after tearing his anterior cruciate ligament during Saturday's win over Essendon. He'll miss the rest of the season. Tomorrow's weather, Perth mostly sunny, 27. Adelaide partly cloudy and 16. Melbourne a shower or two, 15. Hobart cloudy and 13 degrees. Some showers in Canberra, 15. Wollongong, similar conditions, 19. Sydney, showers and 21. Newcastle, a shower or two, 22 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two with a possible storm and 28. Cairns, a shower or two, 29. And Darwin, less humid and sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.